The views and opinions expressed by the hosts and guests of Reality Realty are not necessarily the views or opinions of Northumberland 89.7 FM. The information given is designed to be informative and helpful. You should always consult a professional when buying or selling your home.
I'll light the fire. You place the flowers in the vase that you bought today. Staring at the fire for hours and hours while I listen.
Hello, Northumberland County, and welcome to Reality Realty, Northumberland 89.7 FM's real estate talk show, where we take on, we talk about, and interview guests on all things real estate with a direct focus on Northumberland County and all the communities within it. I'm Dale Bryant, and I'm a real estate broker, and my co-host is Certified Home Inspector Dave Smith.
Hello, Dale.
Hello, Dave. Here we are again. It's been a number of weeks.
It's been a number of weeks, and I just want to clarify right off the bat that it has been a few weeks since we sat in these chairs, so if there are any technical errors at all, it's directly related to the fact we've been away from here and not about our technical acumen at all.
Nice disclaimer. Yeah, I think early this morning it ruined my sleep slightly thinking about this mixing soundboard, and not that I was that good at it before we left.
Well, you can be exponentially better this week, I think.
Well, yeah, there's nowhere to go but up. Anyways, Dave, the holidays are over. Do you have any big projects for 2015?
Well, it is a slow time of year for me, as it is for you, in anything related to real estate. So if you're smart, you try to take advantage of that. I'm looking at doing some little stuff around the house and probably looking at starting that basement and getting that basement ready to go. We want to renovate that. Mm. We had a pretty tight Christmas with people all coming from afar, so we want to have bedrooms for them next year. So that's my job for the first quarter.
Well, better you than me. I don't.
You're not planning on doing a basement.
I'm not planning on doing a basement, not at all. Well, Dave, we have a really good show coming up today. I'm really looking forward to it because we have definitely the best looking guest we've ever had. We have one of the, if not the most intelligent guest we've ever had in the history of our show. We have Carol Ann Bryant, who is a mortgage broker with the Mortgage Wellness Group. And Carol Ann supplies us with our mortgage rates each week. And Carol Ann Bryant happens to be my wife.
Yeah, so no one could tell that from your opening stance. But
Yeah. And we also will be covering our regular information on our home inspection tip of the week, today's real estate market in Northumberland County, and Reality Realty's Did You Know segment. So Dave, why don't you start us off with our home inspection tip of the week?
Well, my tip of the week is very simple, Dale, as it relates to home inspection, and that is be there. Be at the home inspection, and why? To get the information firsthand from the inspector. It's not required that you be there, but I believe that a face-to-face meeting between the home inspector and the home buyer is a vital part of the inspection process, even if it's just for, say, the last half an hour or 45 minutes of the inspection. You get to hear firsthand the details of how the inspection went. And we get to hear your questions and concerns as the buyer and the client for this inspection. Understanding that, different buyers have different priorities. Some people care about structure. Some are worried about bad plumbing. Some are more concerned about cracks in the brick and electrical issues, this sort of thing. So your biggest concerns are best explained by you, the buyer, not necessarily by the agent. It's best if you can express why and how you have concerns about this home. So it can be addressed right at that time. And in many cases, we can actually show you the ifs, ands, and buts of your concerns and maybe put some concerns to rest. If you can't attend the inspection for whatever reason, I welcome, and as most inspectors will, welcome the opportunity to go over the report by phone. But, one-to-one communication, but in person's the best.
I would definitely agree. And any time I'm there with the buyers and they're hearing that review at the end of the inspection, they really get a lot from that, Dave, and you do it very well.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. T- today's residential real estate market, a look at our market in Northumberland County, we have 37 listings that sold over the past month. And it's understandable it's that low. We've just went through our holiday season and it's winter season. Listings for sale today, that's what we refer to in the real estate industry as our inventory. And there's presently 420 listings available today. The average price that people have listed for, so that would be their asking price or listing price over the past 12 months, people on average have been asking $290,000 here in Northumberland County for residential real estate, and they've been selling for approximately $280,000. So people have been receiving approximately 96.6% of their asking price, and they've been selling in approximately 85 days. Now, for anybody coming from the GTA area, 85 days would seem like
yes.
a long time. People yeah. often ask, well, what's wrong with this home if it's been for yep. sale for 60
Almost
days?
Almost a concern level for someone.
Yeah, but that's our average, 85 days over the past year. And then I take some of these figures, these statistics, Dave, and we put together an absorption rate. We try and figure out, is it a buyer's market? Is it a seller's market? What are the trends? And based on this information, we're at an 8.8% absorption rate today. And that definitely puts us well into a buyer's market and is very explainable due to the time of year and the lack of sales. We also have, and these statistics are from a compliments of the Northumberland Hills Association of Realtors, and we thank them for supplying us with these statistics. In today's mortgage rates, we have a 5-year fixed at 2.69. 5-year, 2.69. Really nice rates. We have a 5-year variable at prime minus 0.9. So the prime the lenders use is 3. So we have 3 minus 0.9. So Dave, you can get a mortgage today, a variable at 2.1. You can fill your vehicle up at 83 cents a liter.
Yes, yes.
Life is good.
Life is good. That's 8. I think I was looking on it because I didn't believe it the other day. I heard on the radio the other day that that was the lowest since, I think they said 2006. And I thought, I do not remember gas being 83 cents a liter in 2 decades, let alone in the last 8 years. But it was as low as that. But that's it's a longer stretch. We've mm-hmm. had tremendous gas prices. If you drive for a living, it's a huge benefit.
We've been paying. And we thank our guest today, Carol Ann Bryant from the Mortgage Wellness Group here in Northumberland County, for supplying us with these rates. Dave, our next section is the Did You Know section. So folks out there, if you had property up for sale in 2014 and haven't found a buyer yet, you're not alone. Our 18th Prime Minister, Brian Mulroney, has also been having problems finding a buyer for his 7-bedroom, 7-bath Montreal mansion. According to the Huffington Post, it's been on the market since September 2013. He started asking $7.95 million.
Chump change.
Yeah, and since September 2013, he's reduced it by over $2 million. So they're down to $5.8 million now. Do you think they maybe missed the asking price mark?
Well, of course, you know, in this business, and I don't know how many 7.95 listings, a million listings you have, but I'm sure when you get up into that higher level, it's very difficult to get comparables.
Yeah, it for surely is a bigger challenge. But this is in a year, 2014, yep. The Montreal area set records for luxury home sales. So this is happening in that time. Now, this is a very special home. According to the Montreal Gazette, it has a long history tracing back to the 1820s when it was the coach house of Montrealer Charles Bowman, for whom Bowmanville, Ontario, is named.
Oh, there you go.
Little bit of trivial history here.
Some home inspectors, especially in the Toronto area, will actually do their home inspections based on the value of the home. That's how they will actually gauge their price.
Their pricing.
Their price, especially on a luxury home. So if you happen to get this listing, if it doesn't work out for the Mulroney family and they call Dale Bryant in, I want to get that inspection and I'm going to change the way I do my my pricing.
You would travel to Montreal?
For what I'm looking at, about $170,000 paycheck, yes, I will. I'll even let you drive with me and I'll pay the 83 cents.
Very good.
This is Northumberland 89.7, truly local radio. Join Dale and myself after this short break as we talk to Carol Ann Bryant, mortgage broker with Mortgage Wellness Group.
Hello, friends. I'm Lauren Fevens. As I hear from more folks who join me on Sentimental Journey, it's clear how enjoyable the music of the 1940s and 50s is to them. They tell me how easily very special memories surface when a song from their past is played. So come along for more of those musical memories on this week's Sentimental Journey.
Sunday mornings at 10 on Northumberland 89.7.
For over 35 years, Northumberland Security Incorporated has been providing everything necessary for physical and electronic security. From locks, alarms, safes, access control to surveillance systems, and handicapped door operators. We are virtually a one-stop personal and property security center, operating from Pickering to Peterborough to Picton and everywhere in between. Visit us at 22 King Street West in Cobourg, online at northumberlandsecurity.com, or call 905-372-8951, the professional security team.
Welcome back. This is Dale Bryant and Dave Smith on Reality Realty, Northumberland 89.7 FM's local real estate talk. Our guest today is Carol Ann Bryant. Carol Ann is a mortgage broker with the award-winning Mortgage Wellness Group Brokerage, which has offices that stretch from Sarnia to Ottawa, and the Northumberland office is located right here in Cobourg. Carol Ann's years of experience and her knowledge of the mortgage industry offers home purchasers, homeowners, and investors in Northumberland County the best in both services and rates. Thank you, Carol Ann, for joining me on the show this morning.
Good morning, and thank you very much for having me on.
Yeah, now you can see where I spend an hour every week on Thursday mornings.
Indeed.
Yeah. Well, Carol Ann, let's just get right into this. You're a mortgage broker.
I am.
In the mortgage industry, there's a lot of misunderstandings and confusion when it comes to mortgage brokers. And one of the things that maybe you could clarify, because we see mortgage broker, we see mortgage agent, what's the difference between those two titles?
It's a different designation. It's an extra course that you take. And so to have your own brokerage, to own your own brokerage, you have to have your mortgage broker license. You don't need to have your mortgage broker license to trade in mortgages. You have to have your mortgage agent license. It's just an extra step.
So in saying that then, in the big banks, when you go to the mortgage desk per se, mm-hmm. are the people at the bank mortgage brokers or are they mortgage agents?
They may be, but they don't have to be.
Okay.
They are governed under a different act, and so they are possibly just an employee of the bank who is in that position.
Okay. And who uses a mortgage broker? What are the myths there?
I think the biggest myth is that you go to a mortgage broker when you can't get a mortgage from the bank. And in fact, that can be true. There are many people who I have helped secure financing that have been turned down by the bank. But you should also come to see a mortgage broker as well as go to a bank.
You should try to get a cross-section of what's offered out there.
Yes, you should.
And Carol Ann, if you are a mortgage agent and you want to take the next step to become a broker, what's involved in that?
It's an education, so you have to take a course. So you have a course that you go through, and then you have your exam, and then you apply for your license as a mortgage broker through FISCO.
Okay. And so FISCO stands for?
Financial Services Commission of Ontario, and they are who oversee the mortgage brokering industry. So that's who my license is with.
Okay. Okay.
And that's the governing body per se.
Yes.
Okay. The money that you use to support me in my mortgage, where does that money come from?
Comes from various sources. So as a broker, I can deal with banks, trust companies, credit unions, and then we also have monolines, which are non-deposit taking organizations. So they don't have a brick and mortar building. You can't, if you have a mortgage with a monoline, you can't have a savings account with them or get an RSP with them. They just do mortgages.
And how about private lenders? Do you deal with those as well?
Yes. So there are some people who it is, necessary to deal with a private lender. Maybe you're self-employed and on paper you don't have a lot of income showing. And so it might be necessary for you to get a mortgage through a private lender.
So if I go to the difference, let me just so that I can kind of put it into my own terms to understand it. If I go to a major bank and I speak to one of their mortgage representatives, mm-hmm. are they locked in only representing the Royal Bank? They can't
That's
get
correct.
A mortgage from
That's correct.
Another bank.
Just their products.
And in your case, you actually have the opportunity to shop around. So you're actually working for me rather than working for the bank. Is that a fair thing to say?
Yes, I am working for you, but I also have a responsibility to the lender that I'm placing your mortgage with as well.
Obvious, yes,
yeah.
Risk-wise,
yeah,
you're speaking. Of course, I understand that. You have certain things you have to do to look after their investment.
That's right.
Okay. What are the advantages of coming to you? I think we've outlaid one of them there, but what other advantages would there be with coming to you versus maybe shouldn't pick on the banks, but another lender, let's put it that way.
So generally speaking, we offer very good interest rates because we can deal with many different lenders. Sometimes I have like that 5-year fixed at 2.69. That is a special rate that one of the lenders I deal with is offering. Not all the lenders are offering that. So you usually will end up getting a very good interest rate. Sometimes the banks will match or they're running the same promotion. Obviously, I believe that I provide a very good service to my clients. The number one thing that is important to me is that you understand the mortgage product that you are getting. It is likely the largest debt you will ever take on in your life, and you need to understand that debt. You need to understand the impact that's going to have in your life. And also, I like to educate my clients in how to pay off that debt sooner than later. There's no advantage to me that you stay in debt forever.
Right. And a healthy customer, a profitable customer, a customer that has, some leeway is probably a customer that's going to come back and see you theoretically sooner because they get out of, they're healthier financially.
Yes. But I can also help people who are struggling and are maybe, their debt is a little bit higher than they want it to be. And so if you have equity in your home, then perhaps we can sit down and take a look. Does it make sense to refinance that mortgage and pay off that high interest credit card debt?
Okay.
So there's an advantage to that sometimes, but you have to, put all the numbers together and see, does it improve your cash flow? Is it going to make sense in the overall picture of what you want to accomplish down the road?
And we personally have done that. We have we did it in the process of selling a home and buying another home, but we rolled because we were in business. It was a constant struggle, cash flow, and we had to use some of our own personal funds to fund the business over the tough 2006-2007 time frame. And we found that extremely valuable when we did that. So I can attest to what a relief that can be.
And Dave, being a home inspector, I would imagine at your dinner table there'd be lots of real estate talk from time to time. Is that true?
Yes, there is. Unfortunately, I have been in the middle of a home inspection when the financing has not come through on a home before.
Well, I'm just referring to any day of the week. You go home for dinner, and the chatter between you and your family. Is real estate.
It is real estate. And
to a fault, maybe.
Well, yeah. And actually, you know what? We although we've been in business ourselves in a different avenue, Real estate, homes, open houses, renovating and doing improvements to your home is a hobby for both of us. It's something we both feel very, we're very passionate about and we enjoy mm-hmm. very much. So I think it always will be, but it happens to be that we followed our passion in the business that we do.
Well, you can imagine at our home, me being a real estate broker, Caroline being a mortgage broker, we have our fair share of real estate talk. And one of the things that I know Carol Ann will bring up from time to time is people don't understand about the fees. Some people think that a mortgage broker is going to charge them a mortgage broker fee. And that's another misconception, isn't it, Carol Ann?
Yes. The only time that I charge a fee is if I have to arrange a private mortgage because the investor does not pay me. So in any other instance, the institution that I place your mortgage with, they pay me. So there is no fee for my service in those cases.
And you still get the better rate.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I would not have thought that. As a person out there in the world, that's news to me and that's good to hear.
Yeah, and possibly the reason why people hesitate to call up a broker thinking it's actually going to cost them more money as opposed to
I think that's saving correct. Them. Yep, there is mm-hmm. that misconception for sure.
It's much like the retail aspect. People thinking a small store is going to have a more expensive price than a large store. Mm-hmm. It's not necessarily true. The marketing often offsets it because of the amount of force behind the marketing of the bigger names.
Mm-hmm. And Carol Ann, just a question back to rates. You were talking about the rates. Not all mortgage brokers will offer the same rates, correct?
That can be true. So in some instances, we will have a lender that will offer a range of interest rates on, say, a five-year fixed. And so at the top rate, we get paid higher. At the lower rate, we get paid less. So some mortgage agent or broker may not choose to offer that lower rate.
And isn't it a volume thing as well? Just like a hardware store. If I was to start Dale's Hardware and I'm purchasing from suppliers, I can't purchase the same buying power as, say, the local Home Hardware can. Does the same thing apply in mortgages?
Yes, it does. So there are some lenders that we deal with that, we do a lot of business with them. And so they offer us better interest rates as opposed to someone who is not generating a lot of business. They wouldn't have access to that interest rate. But likely the interest rate that they have access to would be equal to what the bank is offering or maybe even just a little bit lower. It is always a good idea to shop around. If you go to your bank, check out with a mortgage agent or broker. The other misconception is that you shouldn't do that because it will hurt your credit score. Mm. That is not correct. If you are looking within a short period of time and you check out a couple of banks or a couple of mortgage brokers, if it's in a short period of time, it does not affect your credit score.
And speaking to credit score, and I'm gonna fly this one because I know it's a little touchy for you guys, the one looking for the mortgage bears responsibility for their credit score. There is responsibility for the mistakes that you've made or the challenges you've had in the past as someone who wants to get a mortgage. So it may not be the same offering to every customer walking through the door based on what their personal financial situation is.
Yes, that's true. Those with the better credit score have access to the better interest rates.
And maybe more lenders as well? Is that fair to
yes.
say?
Okay. Yes.
Okay.
So, Carol Ann, the process. Somebody comes to you for a mortgage, comes to you or comes to any mortgage broker or mortgage agent. What does the process look like as opposed to working with the bank that you've been using for years or the trust company or the credit union you've been using over the past?
The process is, I believe, fairly similar. There's an application that you have to do. And at that point in the bank, that application may get sent off to a completely different division, not even in that branch anymore. Whereas with me, I am dealing directly with the lender that I have sent your application to. I am hands-on with that application until the conditions that I have to fulfill are finished and it goes into the hands of the lawyer. So there's the application, then there's documents that need to be collected. You know, sometimes if you're dealing with a bank, they have access to your bank account. So, you know, maybe you don't have to provide them with a couple of different documentations because they have access to that. Mm-hmm. That might be a little bit of a difference there. But in general, the process is, in an approval situation, is generally similar.
Similar. All right. Well, thank you, Carol Ann. It's time for us to take a short break. This is Reality Realty on Northumberland 89.7 FM, truly local radio. Join Dave and myself after this short break, and we'll continue to talk to Carol Ann Bryant about the different mortgage rate options and features that are available.
Legal responsibilities as a business owner? Jim McGrath specializes in business law and knows what needs to be done to protect you and your investment. Jim has been a lawyer for over 30 years and understands the law, so you don't have to. As a local resident and an entrepreneur himself, Jim McGrath is a trusted source in our community for business owners just like you. Call 905-373-1999 and let Jim McGrath give you the legal peace of mind you need.
Truly local radio for Northumberland County has a new home. Welcome to the new Northumberland 89.7.
Welcome back. This is Dave Smith and Dale Bryant on Reality Realty, Northumberland 89.7's local real estate talk. And on our last segment, we were talking with Carol Ann Bryant, mortgage broker with the Mortgage Wellness Group right here in Northumberland County. And we were talking about understanding the differences between a mortgage agent, a mortgage broker, and what you can expect from working with a mortgage broker. So in this segment, we're going to be asking about the different mortgage rate options and features that are available. Carol Ann, what are some of the examples of mortgage rate terms that are available right now to people?
You can get a term as low as 6 months and as high as a 10-year. 10-year fixed.
10 years.
Yep, 10-year fixed.
Okay.
And right now the interest rate on the 10-year fixed is 4.49%. So that's not that's not bad interest rate. And that's a product that most people don't tend to think about, but it is something that is available.
Well, these rates have been so low for so long. I think our first mortgage, we bought our first house 20 years ago, and I think it was 8.75. And I think at that time we were encouraged to lock it down because they'll never be that low again.
Yeah, we had a similar experience well before we were in the mortgage real estate business. And we were told we had a rate in around the 8%. Mm-hmm. And the person at the bank told us these are historic numbers. These are low numbers. Yeah. You should be very happy with that.
Well, and it's funny because you use the phrase they're not bad. 4.9, just, you know, under 5% is incredible, historically incredible.
It's
much like the 83-cent gas. Wait for the backlash when gas goes back up to 99 cents in whenever it does. And the reaction, how are we ever going to afford to feed our families kind of thing. So it's funny how quickly we adapt to things.
Oh,
but
yeah.
In saying all of that, why would we choose a short-term over a longer term, Carol Ann, or vice versa?
Right. So this is what you need to think about when you are purchasing a home. Is this a home that you are going to stay in for 5 years or longer? Now, you can't always predict what's going to happen in life, but if you believe this is your forever home, then you should choose a 5-year fixed or a 5-year variable. And the reason is because those interest rates are so fantastically good right now. If there's some sort of hesitation about that, if you're not sure what your job's going to, you know, whether you're going to have to put the house up for sale before that 5-year term, then you might want to consider a shorter term, only for the fact that you won't incur a penalty then. However, most of the products are portable to another property. And that's something that you should discuss with your mortgage broker or the person you're dealing with at the bank.
Okay. Okay.
And Carol Ann, you mentioned if you're going to be in that home for a period of time to be considering a 5-year fix or 5-year variable, And typically, that's the kind of mortgage people are thinking of when they come to you, right? They're thinking about a five-year fixed, actually.
Yes. I think Canadians have always tended to go towards the five-year fix. That seems to be something that they tend to go towards. But I think if you look at statistics, you'll see that even people who think they're going to stay in their home for longer than 5 years, they tend to refinance even before the five-year is up. So that's why you need to take a look at what potential lifestyle changes you might have within that time. You know, are you a married couple and one of you is going to be off work for whatever reason? You're going to go back to school. Is there going to be maternity leave in that? And you're down to one salary. These are the things that I discuss with my clients. Not what is necessary at that moment, but what is going to happen down the road.
And Carol Ann, when somebody comes to you for a five-year fixed and you maybe talk to them about a variable, what would you tell them about a variable versus a fixed mortgage?
I ask you, are you a risk taker?
Okay.
Or do you need to know every month that your mortgage payment is going to be the same? Are you going to lose sleep over wondering what's going to happen? If you are not a risk taker, then the five-year fixed product is what you should take. If that's not going to bother you, then the five-year variable is a product for you. However, with the variable, you can at any point lock in to a fixed product if you're getting nervous. If the Bank of Canada changes the overnight lending rate and then therefore the prime lending rate was to go up and it was to do so regularly over a period of time and you're getting nervous, you can lock into a fixed rate. So there is a bit of a comfort zone with that.
And the benefit of going variable?
Well, the benefit is the amount of interest that you will save over the 5 years that you have that term. If you look at, you know, the 2.1 versus the 2.69, that's a significant difference in interest rate. You are going to save significantly. That's money in your pocket and not in the banks.
Right. And even the principal would look different at the end of that five-year term, wouldn't it?
Definitely. Yeah.
If I recollect, somewhere along the lines of getting a mortgage, I think there was an option of say, going in and saying, we want to spend $1,000 on our mortgage every month. Mm-hmm. So if the variable rate changes, then we would then a portion of that $1,000 more would go to the principal over the interest. Is that doable? Or
yeah,
is that...
there are some capped variables. Also, you can, if you have a mortgage and your principal and interest payment is, say, $900, but then you say, well, we'd actually like to make it $1,000. You can do that.
Right. Okay. In regards to moving from a variable to a fixed and on an overnight thing, and is there usually a penalty for that, or is the only difference the fact that you are going to obviously move up in that rate? Your rate
there
is going to...
Yeah, there is no penalty. So how it works is if you have a five-year variable and you are 2 years into that five-year term and you say, I don't want this variable anymore, I want to go into a fixed, you will get locked into a three-year fixed at that time. So whatever term you have left remaining is what you get locked into. And this is something you need to be aware of when you're doing that and you want to check with your bank or your mortgage broker. In my cases, my clients get locked into whatever my broker rate is. Sometimes when you're dealing with the bank, you get locked into whatever the posted rate is. And that can be significantly higher. As you can see, the posted rate on a five-year fixed is 4.79. My broker rate is 2.69.
Okay, I don't want to throw you a curveball here, but just say the rate today is, going back to the beginning. So if I went in and I got a rate right now, what would be the rate be on a five-year variable mortgage? Or is that a fair question? She says that doesn't look like a fair question. I'm just trying to see the difference would be.
2.1. Well, it depends on the lender. So one of the lenders I deal with is offering prime minus 0.9 on a variable.
So 2.1 on a five-year. And then if I said, okay, well, what if I'm going to do a five-year fixed? Tomorrow the rate's going to go up. I want to bop that up. What would it be? What would be the difference between those two mortgages on the same amount of money? Would it be 2.1 and then 2.8? Or would it be 3.1? Sorry, maybe I'm not making myself clear. I'm just trying to put a real number on what the difference between a five-year variable and a five-year fixed would be on if all other things were equal in a percentage basis.
So it's 2.69 on the five-year fixed,
okay, so
right?
You're looking at about 0.6 of a point or 0.59 of a point. So, you know, it's not going to make a dramatic effect on your monthly payment. If
yes,
stress,
it will. That difference
will.
In interest rates will.
Okay.
I mean, I can just give you an example. If you had a $200,000 mortgage and it was amortized over 25 years and you you know, if there was just a 10 basis points difference, so some of the banks are doing 2.99 on a five-year fixed, and so if it was 2.89 over the course of the 5 years, you would save you know, you'd have your difference in your monthly payment, which would be over the course of 5 years, $613. But if you look at your balance at maturity, that combined with your extra monthly cash flow is almost $950 in your pocket.
And that's only 10 basis
that's
points
right, 10
as
basis
opposed
points.
To 60 basis points.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that I'm just trying to put it into real terms so that because I need to have more simple things for me to understand, Dale. That's why I was asking that question. So what are different ways or what kind of features are there out there to pay off a mortgage faster?
Right. So you can choose the option of having a different payment other than monthly. So if you chose an accelerated payment, if you chose an accelerated biweekly or an accelerated weekly payment, those extra payments you are making are going directly off on the principal. So you would see a difference at the end of your term, you'd see a difference in the amount of principal you have paid off. Also, most lenders will allow you to have prepayment privileges. And it varies with lenders. It could be that you're allowed to make a lump sum of 15%, 20%, 25%. Some of them will allow you to do that in just increments of $100 on any given payment date. Some of them will be, because let's face it, not most of us have a lump sum of 20% of our original principal to plunk down on your mortgage, right? Mm-hmm. So $100 here or there. You're also allowed to increase your payment, whatever your original principal and interest payment, you can increase that as well. If you can take advantage of these features, you will save yourself over the lifetime it takes you to pay off that mortgage thousands and thousands of dollars.
And it can be of a huge benefit to you in the long run by doing that, by putting that little bit of money on there.
Absolutely.
Because it does go directly against the principal.
It does. So people think, it's not, you know, I really only have a little bit of money, even $1,000 every year.
Yep. $1,000 over a 25-year course.
Absolutely.
It's tremendous.
So, Carol Ann, someone comes to you, they have a strong, secure resources. Maybe they're in business for self in a very well-established business that's doing very well, or maybe they're self-employed with a lucrative income from an employer. Why would a person like this come to you and consider using you, a mortgage broker?
I can offer them great interest rates. And then also the product, you know, it's important that you get a proper product that is suited for your lifestyle. You don't want to just go in and you know, sign a document and not look at the fine print. There's lots of people that are signing documents without reading them and then finding out that there's some clauses in those mortgages that are causing them difficulty, especially huge penalties if they want to get out of the mortgage.
Yeah, and I know I've heard you talk about that a number of times where clients will be frustrated with not knowing the product that they signed up for when they first signed up.
Ignorance is not bliss.
Oh, it can be painful.
It can be painful.
Well, you're listening to Reality Realty on Northumberland 89.7 FM, truly local radio. Join Dave, Carol Ann, and myself after this short break as we change things up and talk about what it means to be pre-qualified when buying a home. Dave, you have some You have some thoughts on this too, don't you?
I talk about sadness and disappointment. It's a stressful time. And in the last year and a half, I've probably seen this happen 6 or 7 times. Well, I've been in attendance at a home inspection where they found out that they could not actually purchase the home because they weren't actually pre-qualified. They were only pre-approved. So They thought they were.
Anyways, folks, stay tuned, and we'll be back in a moment.
I'm standing with a crowd of the faithful outside Ed White's Appliance Repair on Mill Street in Port Hope, where they're waiting for the word. You could hear a pin drop as he raises his hand. He's about to speak. Let's listen.
Yes, it is worth fixing.
You heard it here. It is worth fixing. Are you a believer? Call Ed at 885-7109 and say, yes, I do believe.
Head to the Royal Canadian Legion this month to catch these great events.
On Sunday, January the 18th, there will be entertainment in the lounge with Percy King, 1 through 5 p.m. Also on the 18th, the Ladies Auxiliary Roast Beef Dinner is going to be held. It's at 5:30 in the upstairs hall, a cost of $12. On the 31st, come in for the Coburg Legion Pipes and Drum Band, Robbie Burns Dinner.
The Royal Canadian Legion is at 136 Orr Street in Coburg. Call 905-372-2231 and become a member today.
Tune in, turn it up, and take off with me, Peter Smith, on my new show, The Slipstream. We'll follow the current wherever it may take us across the years and the musical spectrum. Friday night from 10 till midnight, right here on Northumberland 89.7. Let go of the wheel and join me as we step into The Slipstream.
Welcome back to Reality Realty with co-host Dale Bryant, Dave Smith, and our guest today is Carol Ann Bryant. Hello again.
Hello again.
Well, there's a lot of confusion when it comes to pre-approved, and you're looking at one of the confused, a lot of confusion when it comes to being pre-approved for a mortgage when you're about to buy a home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Caroline, there's a lot of deals that fall apart due to financing. When someone believes they've been pre-approved already,
right,
and it turns out the things go wrong, what exactly does a complete pre-approval mean?
Well, a complete pre-approval means that you have done a full application, your credit has been reviewed, and you have provided proof of your income. Those are important things to take into account for me as a mortgage broker. If I haven't seen any proof of your income, if I've just seen, you know, you've filled out the application and I'm just looking at what you've put on the application, if there is, when you bring me your proof of employment, if all of a sudden there's a $5,000 difference in income from what you had on the application, that can completely throw off the debt service ratios, which are one of the components of approving you for a mortgage, and then the deal will fall apart at that point. So you really need to provide that documentation to whoever you are dealing with, and at that point then it's fairly safe to say that that person is approved.
So it's a disclosure thing. It is a full disclosure thing. Don't
yes.
hold anything back that may affect. If I hold something
yes.
back from you,
yes,
and you're going to find out about
yes.
it if it has something to do with the approval process. If I held it back, well, it's on me, I suppose.
Yeah, you have to disclose, and it can be as simple as not letting on that you own another property. Because that other property, if there's a mortgage on it and there's property taxes, those have to be included into your debt ratios. And if you forget to disclose that, then that completely throws off the process as well.
Yeah, because, I mean, if I own another property, I'd look at it as an asset, and I would I can see where you would look at it as an asset and consider it sort of nothing to do with this transaction. Mm-hmm. But I can see where the property taxes would be an issue. I look at it, I don't owe anything on it. Why do I need to disclose it? But the property taxes.
Property taxes have to be included.
Write that
in
down,
those ratios.
Dale. I learned something today. Are you writing that down?
There's hardly any space on the page, Dave.
So I think where it falls apart is, in the confusion between, you know, somebody saying, oh, I'm pre-approved, you can just go into the bank and do this quick application, and some numbers are plugged into, you know, the system, and oh, okay, yes, the ratios look good, and okay, off you go. Go look at homes. But then when the documentation starts coming in, that's when we find out exactly what the real picture is. It's like a piece of a puzzle, right? You need to have all the pieces of the puzzle. Another part of the puzzle that is really important is the property. So you as a person may be approved. However, the property has to be approved as well by the lender or the insurer. If you don't have 20% for a down payment, you're going to have an insured mortgage either through CMHC, Genworth, or Canada Guarantee, and they look at the property.
Okay, so what could be wrong with the property?
I have seen appraisals come back that once the lender has reviewed the appraisal, they don't like what they see on the appraisal. And not in home inspection, because the lender doesn't ask to see the home inspection. That is something that the client is doing for themselves. Okay. You do not need to have a home inspection in order to get a mortgage, at least not yet. But you want to do it for your own purpose, because again, you are buying this big asset. You want to make sure that you're not going to have any hidden surprises. So the appraisal can come back as showing something that is not favorable to the lender or the insurer. And at that point, the deal can get declined.
Or how about geographically where this property is located?
Yes, sometimes location plays a factor. True.
And yeah. In what way? In what way would that?
There are some lenders that have restrictions, lending restrictions, but then that should be something that your mortgage broker or person at the bank is aware of, and so they wouldn't try and get you approved at that lender.
Like, are we talking about floodplains or unstable ground, that sort of thing? Or?
With smaller populations. There's some lenders that won't deal with areas that have, you know, a population under 10,000 or something like that. Or it's outside of their boundary of where they're willing to lend money.
Oh, okay. Well, how about let's just get local here. Have you ever run into a situation where a lender will not give a mortgage in Port Hope?
That's a hot topic. Port Hope is an area that there are some lenders. That would be more, Dale, on the B side. A lenders, where you have an insured mortgage, generally don't have as many area restrictions for lending. But when you're dealing with B lenders, or what we call equity lenders, which is maybe a lender that we have to use for someone who's self-employed or someone who has some damaged credit, those lenders are really putting a lot of stock in the property, because they look at it for a risk. If I'm not going to get paid on my, you know, the person is defaulting on their mortgage, can I sell that house? Is it a saleable house? And how long will it sit on the market for? So that is something where location becomes a factor with equity lenders.
Well, Carolyn, if somebody has received a thorough pre-approval on a home, so they've been thoroughly looked at, the mortgage broker or the lender knows their Beacon score, their credit bureau, that all checks out. The income they make, they've maybe have a letter of employment, or they have proper proof of their income. What else could prevent successful financing on this transaction?
Well, there have been cases where, you know, you have first-time home buyers. They're very excited. They're getting their first home, and they've been approved for the mortgage, and the home inspection goes well, and if there was an appraisal, it goes well. They're all excited, and they go out to Leon's or the Brick or somewhere like that, and they buy all sorts of furniture for their house or appliances. Maybe they put it on a deferred payment plan. Maybe they haven't even shelled out the money or put it on their credit card at that time. The lenders will always check your credit bureau just before closing. And if they see that you have incurred more debt, they will factor that into the situation. If that throws your debt service ratios off now, they won't fund the mortgage. That's one thing that can happen. So you want to not spend large sums of money before you get your keys in your hand. Another thing that could happen, I mean, this is probably rare, but, you know, if you lose your job, if there's it says right in your commitment letter from the lender, if there's any changes to your situation, your material situation, you can, the financing might not go through.
And the emotion aspect of it, sometimes it is a stressful time, and I've learned as I get older, in our most recent mortgage, my spouse still needed to get a letter from her employer, even though she's been employed since she was 16 years old, mm-hmm. Except for the time when she was raising our children. But for the last 20 years, she's been employed steadily, mm-hmm. But they still demanded that she, and this is from a major bank, mm-hmm. Demanded that she get a letter of employment a guarantee of employment, I suppose, mm-hmm. from her employer. Now it was a new job, but that happens when people move. So, mm-hmm. you know, that is something, and you try to keep your emotions out of it. Don't be offended. It isn't an offense, but certainly you need to provide that information or else it may come back to haunt you.
You do. And then another thing, too, that when you are in the pre-approval stage, meaning there isn't a property yet, you're just wanting to go out and look at a property so you don't have an accepted offer. The pre-approval is just at the bank level or the lender level. Once you have an accepted offer on a home, that is when your deal goes to CMHC or Canada Guarantee or Genworth if you don't have 20% for a down payment. And at that point, the insurer could turn you down. And so we can't send your application to the insurer unless there's an accepted offer on a property or a real deal, as we call it. If there's not a real deal, so you just have to, the person that you're dealing with when you're getting your pre-approval needs to be very knowledgeable in what the insurers are looking for, what their guidelines are.
So there's a real chicken and egg thing almost going on here to an extent. But what you're saying is you can take away a lot of that doubt and a lot by having being forthcoming with information and, mm-hmm. and having someone represent you well when
exactly.
you're doing
your job. Exactly. And even if you are pre-approved, you want to have a condition of financing in your purchase agreement because that gives you an out should something happened, there's something wrong with the property, the insurer doesn't like what they see, that's your out.
Right. And you're not really required to provide proof of why you didn't get it. It's just you can, is that correct from a real estate perspective? I don't have to necessarily provide proof to the folks that that I didn't get approval or why I didn't get approval. I just have to say I didn't.
Typically, you don't have to prove anything on most of the contracts I've been involved in. I mean, that all depends on how your contract is written up as well. You know, a standard wording wouldn't necessarily introduce any expectations to prove that you couldn't get it. And most contract language with financing is that they receive financing that is completely satisfactory to the buyer. So maybe there was financing available, but it wasn't satisfactory to the buyer.
The reason I bring that up is because I got pulled in a little deeper into a transaction than I really wanted to as a home inspector, and I made that crystal clear to the person, but I was trying to help them. But that was from a home inspection perspective. The seller was demanding that the buyer provide if there were any issues with the home inspection, that they would have to provide proof of what those problems were with the home. Proof of what the costs would be and what the repairs would be so that the seller could review them with their own agents or their own contractors to clarify that these things were valid and these were reasons why they shouldn't buy the house. And my advice to them was, number one, I'm not a lawyer and you shouldn't be getting advice from a home inspector on these things. I want to clarify that. But as a friend, I said to her that I've never had that before, and my understanding is if you put in a clause in regards to home inspection that if it doesn't meet your standard or if it doesn't meet what you're expecting, then you can just refuse and close the deal down based on that.
Yeah, and that's a little different. And the mm-hmm. situation there is a little different than the financial situation because yeah. that's information about their house as opposed to information about somebody's financial status.
Okay. So, and you don't even, as a as a client, if I say to you, you know, your financing isn't going to go through, your realtor doesn't even have to know the reason why. Yeah. That's just between you and whoever you're dealing with.
And that's kind of the way I put it to her. I said, I think this is a big demand of a seller that you would have to provide proof. So that's kind of the way we left that.
Well, Carol Ann, thank you very much for joining us on our show today. And you get an idea what's going on here. Do you think you'd ever come back and be a guest again?
Absolutely. You've treated me very well. And it's been a fun hour.
So, Carol Ann, what's the best way people can get in touch with you if they would like to give you a call and inquire about mortgage financing?
Through my website, all my contact information is there, www.mortgagesthatwork.ca. Or you could reach me by phone, 289-251-2948.
Alderick Dale, well, thank you, Carol Ann. Once again, we find ourselves, look at that, 3 minutes, mm-hmm. 4 minutes left. It's just flown by. It's amazing how
Absolutely.
Quick this hour goes by. But we're just putting our final touches on next week's show, and we've got maybe go in a little different direction that way. But we're putting the final touches on it. We're really excited to be back and looking forward to 2015 on Reality Realty, and we want to thank those that do listen to our show, and thank you for taking the time to spend time with us today. If you have any questions or comments, or any suggestions of local people or local businesses pertaining to real estate, feel free to contact Dave by emailing dave@realityrealty.ca, or you can contact Dale by emailing dale@dalebryant.ca. That's dale@dalebryant.ca. Carol Ann Bryant, thanks to you, and of
Thank
course
you.
To the listeners for spending part of your morning with us.
Yes, and please do join us again. Me, Dale Bryant, a real estate broker with Royal LePage Pro Alliance Realty Brokerage, and Dave Smith, certified home inspector with Pillar to Post Home Inspectors. Again, next Thursday from 11 a.m. until 12 noon for Reality Realty on Northumberland 89.7 FM, truly local radio. Until next week.